Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When evaluating the success of past presidents, it's often hard to explain why some succeeded where others fell short. And as Scott Lilienfeld, professor of psychology at Emory University, explains, a trait shared by those who are successful may be a little disturbing.
Psychopathic personality, also known as psychopathy, is marked by a constellation of features, such as superficial charm, dishonesty, lack of guilt, risk-taking, and poor impulse control. Traditionally, psychologists have studied psychopathy in prisons, largely because psychopaths are at heightened risk for crime. Over the past decade or so, however, several researchers have become interested in the possibility that certain psychopathic features, especially those associated with boldness and lack of fear, may be tied to adaptive behaviors. In a recent article published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, my collaborators and I examined this possibility in the 42 U.S. presidents up to and including George W. Bush. We asked expert biographers to rate their target president on well-established personality measures, from which we extracted estimates of psychopathic features, including fearless dominance, a grouping of traits that comprises physical and social boldness. We found that fearless dominance predicted better presidential performance in several surveys of independent historians, as well as superior-rated crisis management, leadership, and persuasiveness. In contrast, psychopathic traits linked to impulse control deficits were either unrelated or negatively related to presidential performance. The highest fearless dominance score was Theodore Roosevelt, the lowest William Howard Taft. We also found that although presidents are not more psychopathic overall than are individuals in the general population, they are moderately elevated in fearless dominance. Our findings do not imply that psychopathic traits in general are linked to presidential success, nor that presidents are especially psychopathic, but they raise the possibility that one set of traits associated with psychopathy, namely those tied to boldness, may predict success in leadership and perhaps other domains.
That was Scott Lilienfeld of Emory University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.